Another edition of KFC Radio. It's brought to you by 5-4 Club. 5-4 Club is the most experienced, reliable fashion club that you can become a member of right now. They've been around for 15 years. They launched in 2002, just around the same time as Frank the Tank started his blog. That's OG experience. 5-4 has been slinging clothes as long as Frank Fleming has been blogging. That is what I like to call experience. Here's the deal. You sign up for $60 a month. You're going to get 2 to 4 items of seasonally curated fashion sent to you. So sometimes it'll be 4. It'll be a couple shirts and some pants. Sometimes it'll be 2 when you get like a jacket or a bigger item. But everything's going to be sent to you based on the season and based on your own personal preferences, because you go to 5-4 Club and you create what they call a style profile. This means you put your sizes in and you put your fashion preference. So you can put in that you're classic, that you're fashion forward, that you're a hybrid of sorts, so that you know that the type of clothing they're going to be sending to you is stuff that you'd actually wear. They do free shipping. And right now, you use the promo code KFC at sign up. You get a free bomber jacket valued at $80, and you get $25 off your first month's package. So that means you're going to be paying just $35, and you get yourself a free bomber jacket on top of the 2 to 4 items they're going to send you for the spring. Once again, it's 54club.com. Use the promo code KFC, get a free jacket, and $25 off your first package. We're back once again. Another week here, KFC Radio, week like 1 million that we've been doing this, Feidelberg.
Too fucking long.
Too fucking long. It's unbelievable. It's good if someone like bought this out by now or something, and we could have like turned it into some other shit. It's crazy. Hundreds of episodes deep. It's getting a little fucking crazy. RIP and peace to your Bruins.
Yes.
Not the best postseason for your boy Feidelberg.
You know what?
Certainly, you know, with your regular expectations.
No, because they succeeded my expectations by making the playoffs. 2 months ago,
okay, so you shouldn't even
they
been
weren't.
There.
2 months ago, they fired their coach because the season was over.
True story.
They didn't make any moves. Well, they traded Drew Stafford for a 6th-round pick at the deadline. They weren't. It was basically they basically waved a white flag.
Right.
Like 2 months ago, and they made the playoffs. They ended up finishing 3rd in their division, and it was all experience for the young kids. It was someone tweeted me yesterday at the end of the game that it kind of had, and I'm sure Dave would, if Dave was in here, be like, "That's soft. In Boston, it's about championships.
There's no such thing as a moral victory or whatever. Right, you win or you lose. That's it." Yep.
Which is just like such an old school asshole way of thinking. Like I remember when he was ranting on Dan about that last year or 2 years ago, was it? And I was like, "That doesn't happen in Boston.
All we do is win titles. It's title town."
Like, it had happened.
It's fucking Portnoy and Gaz who live in that world.
It had happened months before literally months before the Celtics got in a standing ovation getting swept in the first round. Because it was like, holy shit, like, we weren't supposed to be here playing
right.
The Cavs. Like, he's like 2 years ahead of schedule.
Right.
That's kind of where the Bruins are. They're very ahead of schedule. They have, I mean, the studs on their team, Patrice Bergeron is 31, which isn't old.
Dude, he seems like he's 41. I feel like I've been hearing the name forever.
He's been in the, he came in the NHL when he's 18.
Yeah, that'll do
And then Marchand's 28, Torrey Krug's 26, Pastrnak's 20, Brandon Carlo's 20, Charlie McAvoy's 19. Like, they're.
Charlie McAvoy is such a, that is such a great name. That dude is destined for greatness.
He's going to be a monster. He's Chucky Brightlights.
Oh, God. Keep it coming. Oh, my Lord. I might have to become a Bruins fan just for this fucking guy.
He was awesome. Awesome in Frozen 4. Awesome in
Chucky Brightlights.
Not Frozen 4. Beanpot. Awesome in the World Juniors. Like
he steps up.
NHL playoffs. Boom. He's on the map now. So, yeah, it was. I wasn't devastated at the end of the game yesterday. I was like, that sucks. But this team wasn't winning the Stanley Cup.
Can you just please tell me that someone's going to knock off the Rangers in the East?
I can't tell you
I
that.
Know, and neither can I. Even with my limited hockey knowledge, I'm like, ugh.
No, I think they're going to
get
past.
The Capitals choke. They'll probably get past the Senators.
The only hope
is the Penguins.
Yeah.
And that's not even like, ugh, fuck. Another little hockey debate we were having earlier I want you to chime in on. Would you right now, if you are the Maple Leafs, trade Austin Matthews for John Tavares?
Fuck that.
Neither would I. Frankie Borelli, I think he's just because he's just blinded by his Islanders love, was like, he's proven. He's the top three player. Just get him and go. I was like,
I mean, Austin Matthews is proven.
I was like, Austin Matthews is significantly younger. And like, I don't want to say he's better than JT after just one season. But like, he had a better year than him this year.
Yeah. I would say he's better than John Tavares. I mean, John Tavares is awesome, but I mean, Austin Matthews is like a second coming.
He's the real fucking deal.
He's Connor McDavid. He's Sidney Crosby. He's very, very
The Leafs felt very Islanders-esque to me, again, in my limited not hockey knowledge of like when they were knocking on the door a few years ago and they had like a couple hard-fought first rounds, and it was like, you lost, but... Like, you gave up, you put up a good fight, like, you're coming, you're about to arrive, and the Islanders just never did it.
Never did it.
But the Leafs are going to do it.
The Leafs are absolutely going to do it. The Leafs are like the Bruins, but they're way ahead of schedule.
A premier, like, Canadian franchise, Lou Lamoriello at the helm, and the squad they've already, like, even just Matthews alone is, like...
The fact that they even made the series a series.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, okay, they're for real.
Right.
The Leafs have kind of been there... For a few years too, like the missing piece, like they had that series with the Bruins, 2013, where Bruins came back down 4-1 in Game 7, and it was like, all right, these guys are legit. And you add Austin Matthews to that,
then you add Matty Martin to that, yeah. You get a little fucking, you know, handsome fucking swagger
a
up in there.
A handsome bruiser, fuck him.
Yeah,
man.
I know. What's
fuck
that?
Martin.
That's not fair. You either have to be like the handsome like pussy, who's like, you know, a finesse player. Or the ugly bruiser.
Right.
To be the hot goon, it just ain't fair.
It's not.
It ain't right. So, yeah, you got Matty Martin and the Esiason clan up in the mix there. We're going to do some voicemails today, and then we're going to get into For the Boys, because I don't think we did voicemails last episode, and our boy Connor the Mick was going through them. He said that there's some very good ones. So, let's get back to our roots, Johnny Fights. Let's do some voicemails brought to you by...
Missed them last week.
Yeah. Brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek... made my dream come true. It was like...
With
Frank Fleming. It was like a Make-A-Wish event. I was going to be in the co-corner all game. I was going to be watching from a million miles away. With stoolies, who don't get me wrong, they're great. I love them. But instead, I sat literally front row, third base side, with a living legend, Frank Fleming, a.k.a. Frank the Tank, a.k.a. Frankie Midnight. He was a gem. We're sitting front row, courtesy of SeatGeek. He's got his binoculars out and his camera out, taking pictures of shit, hooting and hollering, screaming and yelling. I had a beer. He had a Sprite.
Oh, Frank, he doesn't drink.
Frank has diabetes. It didn't stop him from.
He does.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
It didn't stop him slugging a Sprite. But I don't know
Frank has diabetes, so
he says
give me the sugar rather than alcohol.
He goes, I got to get my prescriptions. This is like just out of nowhere, and I'm like. What do you need your prescriptions for, Frank? And he like looks me dead in the eyes like, well, I have diabetes. Proceeds to tell me that the W...
What do you think? You think he's for fucking bulimia, bro?
So he goes, the Nationals script W reminds me of the Walgreens logo.
And okay,
that's why I remember that I need my prescription. I said,
I feel like you
okie dokie.
If you're Frank the Tank, you shouldn't need a reminder. Like, getting out of bed should be a reminder that I gotta go get my diabetes pills.
He's not slim, but you know what? He rocks with it. He just rolls with it, and it's part of his persona, and I love it.
I asked you this when I saw the picture of Frank. The button situation, buttonfly situation. What's the deal there?
Why would a man of his proportions wear a buttonfly? The buttonfly to me is the worst invention of all time, and
I've become pro buttonfly.
What?
I don't know why.
Because you're an asshole.
I think it's just because all pants are buttonflies. Like all my pants are buttonflies, so I have no choice but to become pro buttonfly.
That's a nightmare when you're drunk and shit.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah,
fun.
No, it's not.
New style, new trend.
I don't even know if it's style because you can't see it. So like,
right, just whatever the fashionable pants are right now probably happen to also have these.
A lot of buttonflies.
So now you're just team buttonfly because you just go whichever way the goddamn wind is blowing.
Well, I'm not team buttonfly. It's just like I'm okay with it now. Like I used to be like, it's the worst thing ever.
That's like being gay. You can't be a little bit gay. You're either
what?
Yeah. You know how it's like you're either gay or you're not. That's like buttonflies.
I mean, I like the pants, so I'm just like, whatever.
That's like,
I
just sucked a couple dicks, but I'm not gay.
I don't. I'm disagreeing with you on this analogy, but the
well, you're wrong.
It's. I wish it was a zipper fly, but I was like. Whatever, I guess I'll just deal with it.
That sounds you're gay.
I didn't suck.
You're
any
gay
dicks.
Guy. You're a gay guy with buttonflies. That's double gay. Anyway, SeatGeek can make your dreams come true too. Get tickets to any sporting event or concert series that you want to go to. Right now, here's the deal: you can only get the $20 rebate. This is the last week SeatGeek's ever doing it. Then they're changing up their deal. So Buy all the tickets you want right now, and you're going to get that $20 rebate on your first purchases. So log in, get load up for the whole summer. Get all your concert tickets, get all your sporting tickets, get $20 off, because when May rolls around, shit's going to change. So download the free SeatGeek app, go to settings, click add a promo code, enter KFC, and you'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Voicemails, let's go!
Hey. So,
what's up, girl?
Me and a few of my girlfriends were sitting around drinking wine the other day, and we got on the topic of porn and whether or not guys liked it if girls like.
This is going to be great. This is going to be great.
Kevin, I wish I could paint a picture of Kevin's smile right now.
He, I was like,
Kevin,
point,
Kevin's
pause.
So happy he looks Asian. He doesn't have eyes. It's
this
just
could
closed.
Go so many directions. This could go a direction where we're like, of course we love it. It could go a direction of something that we never even think about in porn. Like, it could go any direction. Because when girls call in, it's a goddamn free-for-all. They could be like, do you guys like it when they do anal? Or they could be like, do you like it when they, like, you know, like kissing? Something that we never have ever even thought of. So let's hear it. The girls sitting around drinking wine. What do they want to know if we like
it? So some of us thought that guys do like it. Some of us thought that they don't like it.
We didn't hear
her voice. You could clarify if girls
just watching it?
Like to watch porn or not.
Oh, I totally
so
misread
some of
that.
Us
I thought she was going to say, do guys like it when something happens in the porn?
I'm going to be honest. I knew it was coming.
Oh.
I had a pretty solid feeling it was coming.
I just
but
totally misunderstood.
You got a little too excited, but the face was worth it. The face was worth it.
You know what? Not good for the listeners. I thought she was going to say, do guys like it when XYZ occurs in porn? Not just do guys like it when girls watch porn. I'm about it.
I'm about it.
I'm about that life, no doubt. I don't think there's any downside. What would be the downside?
I guess like you get like, oh, they see bigger dicks. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I was going to say, I mean,
Unless you're a virgin, you've seen a bigger dick than mine.
And you're going to know that there are bigger dicks. You don't even have to watch porn to know there are bigger dicks out there than mine. You could be a virgin and be like, there's got to be better ones out there than this.
You could be an alien who just hit planet Earth. Like,
this can't
this,
be it.
This can't be the promised
this,
land.
This can't be the best of the best. This has got to be a very mediocre appearance.
Just
here.
Staring at my naked body, you got to be like, well, that doesn't add up proportionally.
That you don't need to know anything about dicks to know that mine sucks, okay? I can also see a scenario. Every now and then there's a dude who's like insecure about his girl just like hammering off with a vibrator or something. Like, oh, I could never perform that well. Those guys suck.
Fuck you.
Fuck that guy. Dude, girls watching porn can lead to basically one major thing and one major thing only, and that's them like knowing what we want to do.
Like, I actually always thought about this. How does a girl who's never watched porn know how to give a blowjob? Like, does she? That's not like breathing. It's not something you're born with and just instinctually know. Okay, I need to twist this and like run my tongue along that.
Cup that.
Here, that. Like, that's not just inhale, exhale. It's something just born into your DNA. You need to
it's
watch.
It's a learned
you
behavior.
You need to watch game tape. You think Tom Brady just steps on the field and fucking knows how to throw? No. He watches game tape. He breaks it down. He watches the greats. He's like, this is the arm motion. This is the throwing motion. Here's the follow through.
You put that Heather Brook on, and you fucking watch the greats before you go out there and play.
You got to learn what to do. Like, fucking A, man. You learn. History is there to teach us. Porn is history.
It is. Learn. And you can learn all sorts of trends. You can keep up with the times if you watch porn, man.
It would be like,
how in the world is a girl supposed to know that we want to ejaculate on their face? That is the most illogical, irrational behavior ever. You watch one porn and you just be like, well, guys like this shit. That's why I'm going to do it. No, no other reason to do that.
None. No,
who was the first? Because that person was fucking weird. That was crazy. That was a weird, weird thing to do, dude.
Hey, get on your knees. I want to finish on your face. Like,
what? On your knees, quick! Turn around! Spin around!
It's lazy if a girl doesn't watch porn.
It's just...
like, at your fingertips, at any given moment of the day, you have access to the best of the best. The best who have ever done it.
The database to explain to you what to do. You know, remember in American Pie, there was that fucking, like, book that, like, taught you how to do everything?
Yeah, yeah.
That's porn. That's the internet.
All those books, that shit pisses me off, those things.
Like, yeah, spell the alphabet. Yeah, like, fuck out of here. Just bury your head in there until you're a goddamn mess. That person will be happy. That's basically what it comes down to. You want to be good at sex? Be a goddamn mess by the end of it.
You'd be a junkyard dog.
Exactly. Love it.
You want to be good at sex, be a fucking mess.
It's true. Bro, have you
that
ever
That works emotionally and physically.
Yeah. Oh, I want you to be a fucking wreck in all senses. I want you to need a towel physically. I want you to need a therapist emotionally. Like, what did I just do? That's when you know you've had good sex. I almost botched that voicemail to start, but we took it to a good place.
What's up, guys? Been dating a girl for about 3 months now, and she wanted to go to the zoo last weekend, I figured that was a good way to build some brownie points. So I took her to the zoo, and the problem was while we were there, she was, like, audibly talking to all the animals, like, very loudly. There were a lot of people around. I was completely ashamed of myself and this human that I was with. Other than that, she's really cool. Really like her. But I think this is like kind of a deal breaker. You know, this carries over to if we're just walking down the street in the city and someone has a dog, she stops and starts talking to the dog and petting it. So we have kind of a crazy pet / animal situation going on here, and I'm not really sure if I should just break things off now, if this is like a gateway into other embarrassing activities. So just let me know what you guys think.
All right, so this dude wants to know if it's a deal breaker that he's basically dating goddamn Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Is she having, like he? There's talking at animals, but he's like she started talking with the animals.
Like yeah, like to them, like they're gonna talk back. That's what I'm picturing.
There, the line with animals is you're walking along a razor's edge. Because if you hate animals, or if you're anti-animals, fuck you.
Pre-crime.
But you can also be way too into animals. And it's, like, I've always said this. I had an ex-girlfriend who did this, and it's, like, you say your dog is your son.
Yep.
That's too much.
That's getting there. There will be...
I'm a dog mom.
Oh, that's when I think it's weird. Like, in my house, we'll joke, like, we have two annoying kids. Like, we have one kid and the other kid.
Right.
But when you're, like... If I was ever like, I'm Duncan's dad,
right.
Put a fucking bullet in my head. Yeah, that I agree with that.
This is my son.
Yeah, no,
I forget the fucking thing's name now. It was the worst.
Those are also things that, like, if you do those weird sorts of cutesy things, you keep that in-house. Like, you don't ever bring that out.
Not even in-house. That stays, like,
inside you. Yeah.
Within.
I was going to say, just don't go to the zoo. But if this problem is leaking into, like, dogs on the street... That's tough because that is a mortifying situation. When the rest of I got a zoo story, by the way. I went to the zoo.
I got a zoo story too. Awesome.
Let's do a zoo session. You tell your zoo story first because my zoo story goes into a bigger picture of where my life is at right now that I think I need to air out.
So I'm not a good boyfriend. And
what?
I was dating this girl and she just frankly she hated me. And I could tell. And she loved the zoo, and I was always like, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to go to a fucking zoo. I have no desire to go to the zoo.
Me neither.
So I could tell that, like, she wasn't happy. So I said, for once, I'm going to put my emotions aside. I'm going to make you happy. Let's go to the zoo, babe. I'm going to take you to the zoo. Get to the car, drive to Providence, I think, where the zoo was, and Roger Williams Park Zoo. And it was October. Or December. I forget what it was. But none of the zoo was open, but none of the animals were there. So we were just walking. We were the only people at the zoo because the zoo was empty. So we were just walking through the zoo with just smells like shit. There's no one there. There are no animals out. She broke up with me in an hour. like that was my last gas effort.
Like, you screwed up the zoo. That's it.
She's like, let's just go home. This is done. We're just two sad people walking in the cold with manure-filled air.
Yo, people used to go to the Bronx Zoo every Wednesday. It was free. Because they're cleaning the fucking zoo. It's like they put all the animals like somewhere else
while they
clean it. So there's like nothing there to see. Oh, the zoo's free. Of course the zoo's free. The zoo isn't the zoo right now. I went to the zoo this weekend. I brought my kid.
Oh. You did a lot. You had a fucking busy weekend. I saw a gymnastics class.
Yeah.
The zoo, Frank Fleming.
Gymnastics on fucking Saturday into Frank Fleming. Talk about worlds fucking colliding. Sunday is the zoo, an impromptu zoo. But this is the thing. The weekends suck with the kids because they wake up at 6 and they don't go to bed till, if you're lucky, 7. Fucking 13 hours to fill. So I'd rather do shit that sucks.
Right.
Gymnastics is flames. I can't even say it sucks. I love gymnastics. I would go there for 4 hours. It's dope. They play good music. We jump on trampolines. It's fucking awesome. But the zoo pops up. And I go with my kid. Fine. The number of, like, couples who were at the zoo, adults, no kids, just being, like, on a date, taking pictures and shit, I was floored. Floored. Unless there's, like, booze and a TV, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Like, well, go to a restaurant, that go was, to brunch, go to a bar. Go, like, that's those are dates, not the goddamn zoo.
That was my thinking with the zoo. They did, the wasn't even alcohol there.
Apparently, there is something called, like, the Bronx Brew at the Bronx Zoo where you can get beer. I was like, well, we'll be going back on that day. But otherwise, we were just walking and walking and walking, and there were birds and smelly shit and, like, a ton of Asians and a lot of Puerto Ricans. I was like, this is not my scene. But so listen to this. So I wrap up the zoo. I think we're good for the day. It's like 3 o'clock, pushing 4 o'clock. Getting close enough to bedtime, and I'm like, done. I throw Shay in the tub. We're ready to go. Caitlin's like, I got to go. Let's go to the mall. I got to go to the mall. I got to get a shirt for my work trip. And I'm like, oh, my God. Put a bullet in my head. Whatever. Again, it's better to just go do have something to do. We get in the car. Caitlin goes to me, I left my phone in the house. Whatever. I don't need it. And I'm like, I don't think that's what happened. But whatever. She left it in the house. Like, cool. 2017. Nobody leaves. You don't go anywhere without your phone.
It's the extension of yourself.
Right.
I left my hand in the house.
I drive down through my neighborhood a decent amount to get to the highway. And as I'm merging on the highway, I hear clunk, 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 clunk on the roof. And I look out the back window and I see something fly off the back. And I'm like, that's your phone. That was your phone. She was like, what was that? I was like, that's your goddamn phone. The highway I'm on is called the Bronx River Parkway. If you're familiar with the area, you know it. It's a Mario Kart track. It's not a legal street. It's some Fast and the Furious shit. I don't know what it is. There's a half a shoulder. I pull off on the shoulder. I throw it in reverse about 100 yards. There's a car that also pulled over right at the scene of the phone. And I'm like, it fell off and hit the fucking windshield or something. I pop out. I run over. I'm like, the cars are fucking whizzing by. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Like, did that hit you? Did it hit you? And she's like, what? What? I'm like, that phone right there on the street. Did it hit you? And she's like, oh, no, no. I'm just parked here because my car broke down. 100% thought that I was throwing in reverse to go help her. Because as I got out, she, like, her eyes lit up and, like, she gets out of the car. And I was like, oh, okay, I got to go get that cell phone right there in the street right now. I play like fucking Frogger. I got to wait a couple go by. They just barely miss it. I don't know how a car didn't run over it. I run in, run out. I look at her. I'm like, peace. Good luck with that. I don't know. I got to go to the mall right now. So now not only do I have to go to the mall, we have to go to a second mall that has a fucking iPhone screen repair. We do that for $1 zillion. We get home. My wife's like, oh, I forgot my computer charger at the office. I got to go away to work tomorrow. So it's like 7:30. I got to get to a Best Buy before 8 o'clock to buy the charger. And it was one of those moments where I was done. I thought I was done after the zoo. Now I was done. I poured a glass of wine that was like 3/4 of the bottle. It was like a full wine glass overflowing. Good. And I'm ready to just watch sports, hang out. And I'm like, all right, this is one of those like dad moments, like dad mode. I got to kick in and just go get it. Drive there. Backstreet Boys are on. I'm in my pajama pants. They've got dogs on them.
My God.
And I'm like,
it
was 95.5. Which song was it? It was Quit Playing Games With My And I was like, this is it. I've achieved like peak dad, which is bottom human.
Well, I was gonna say
bottom
while
man.
You're on those drives, do you ever, this is a common theme of my drives, not even when I'm not miserable or doing something miserable, are you ever just like, I could just fucking just
turn
like,
off the
just
road
a
right
little
now.
Little bit, like,
yeah, that's it. That's
the only thing between my misery and ecstasy is just like a little turn of the wrist.
It's crazy.
I think that
like
every
degree.
Time I'm driving, I'm just like, if I just fucking
you,
if I just take my hands off this wheel, like, it's over.
Full blown suicidal. you're a full blown suicidal person. We'll be talking about 13 reasons why later in the episode. Barstool DVR with me and Asa. You make that girl
I'm not dreaming of doing it. It's just like, it's just understanding the fact of the power I have in my hands. Like, if I just let go of this, I'm letting go of everything.
You're not a normal person. You know why I didn't have those thoughts? Because I thought I was going to be the hero. I was like, yo, I'm going to get so many brownie points. And when we get back, I took the laptop with me. I told the guy, I was like, take it out of the box, plug it in, make sure it fits and everything. I go back, she plugs it into the wall, and the computer was like, does not recognize device. I was like, oh, I'm going to kill myself.
No.
I was like, just need to console this Sunday and get on with the work week. Bring me Monday, man.
That's fucking
brutal.
Not good.
So one more voicemail, and then we're going to get into For the Boys.
Hey, guys. Kind of weird story. My freshman year of college, this girl and I got super drunk together in some frat guy's bedroom. Long story short, we ended up having a threesome.
Hey, now.
Flash forward to now, I am 24, and this past Friday night, none of my girlfriends wanted to do anything, so I asked my brother, like, hey, let's go hang out. Go to this bar, and around midnight, he's texting some girl, and I'm like, who's the slut you're going to leave me for? And he's like, you'll meet her at the next bar. She's pretty cool. Turns out, the girl he's hooking up with is the girl he had a threesome with.
Jeez.
So, the question is, do I tell him? Does she tell him? Because I'm kind of like, let's bring this to the grave. But it's also kind of funny. So let me know what you think I should do. Love the show. Bye.
What's the connection to the guy? She used to date him, had a threesome. Now he's dating a new girl?
No, the girl is the girl that she had a threesome with. Her brother is dating a girl that she's had a threesome
Got
with.
Got it, brother.
Oh, man. I missed that connection, too. I was confused who the guy was. So, she
yo,
her
yo,
and her
yo,
brother.
Yo. You can't take this to the grave. Someone needs to tell him, and he needs to. That's it. That relationship's over.
You can't date someone.
You cannot date someone that your sister has gone down on.
I mean, you can't.
You cannot.
I'm trying to find a way around it. You can't.
Yo.
I think it's on her to tell him. Nah, I don't know who it's on. I don't know. I'm trying to think who I'd
rather. You know what? You know what you do? The sister needs to tell the brother something else. Make up a story about the girl. And the girl needs to not deny it. The girls need to talk and be like, this can't happen. He cannot date you. I've eaten your box. And they will agree on that because they're normal people. I'm hoping they will. Tom's shaking his head. Like, nope, no, they are not. They should agree on that. And then if they do, the girl needs to go and be like, the new girl you're dating, like, she once fucking murdered a baby. And then when the guy confronts the girl, she's going to be like, yep, it's true. That you need to come up with a breakup that does not tell him that he was dating a girl.
That's genius.
That's the only way to save that dude's psyche. Because that guy forever is going to have some, like, Oedipus complex of some sort. Be like, I'm attracted to girls that are attracted to my sister.
And that
talk
image,
about just driving off the road.
That image you have is forever.
I
mean, like, when you think about it, like, this guy has second-degree kissed his sister. They made out. They made out on this girl's vagina.
Oh, man. That Eskimo sisters with your actual sister. Eskimo brother sisters with your sister. What? No. You cannot have this. This guy's life is on the verge of being absolutely ruined if this comes out. So it's to the grave, but not without just, you can't let him continue to date this girl. You know what needs to happen? No. You know what?
Well, it depends on, it depends on how hot the girl is. I can never know, but like, if I just never knew.
Ignorance is bliss?
Yeah, if I just never fucking knew.
Knowing that your sister. Now, why doesn't the sister just talk to the new girlfriend and be like, you have to break up with him? She can just make up whatever reason. This is not working. Again, I'm assuming logical people who'll just be like, we can't do this to this guy. We've fucking, like, 69'd. Like, there's a chance my tongue has maybe been in your butt. Like, no.
I'll tell you what, if you're having a threesome, your tongue's going up.
Exactly.
That's for sure. That's for goddamn
sure.
Like I said,
you're coming out a mess. You're coming out a mess. This is the emotional mess I was talking about. Now all of a sudden you got to deal with sisters and brothers and shit.
Careful what you wish for two calls later.
Dude, that is one of the most fucked up situations I think we've ever come across in this show. We started at the top of the show talking about how we've been doing this so long. This is something entirely new.
Yeah, you can't. I'm still thinking about it. I'm trying to process this. This is one that's, you know, I like to not know the questions beforehand. This is one where I kind of wish I had a week to process it because it's weighing heavily on me right now.
I need a year and a psychiatrist to process this one.
You what? Can't. Like,
okay,
you can't
but here,
know.
Okay, let me throw this at you. Let's assume she's hot. We also know she's down.
Right. That's
she could be like a very what's the term for, you know, a fucking what's a white buffalo or whatever. Like, this is a rare chick we're talking about if she's hot. Could you look the other way? If you knew, you have to be out, right?
If you know, you
okay,
have to
we're
be
on
out.
The same page as
you
that.
Can't know, because look, all I know about threesomes is what I've seen in porn. I've never experienced a threesome. I've never fucking watched a threesome.
Right.
All I know about threesomes,
sort of,
is
you were halfway there.
Well,
you were 80% right there.
I've never watched a threesome, but
you partook in one, basically.
I did not.
Someone else watched yours, basically.
Well, someone else watched you have sex,
and he was kind of involved because he was like right next to you.
he was in the room, I suppose. The
yeah, no, he was.
But like, if my experience of threesomes, like, cum swapping happens every single time.
Oh yeah, I mean,
so you can't
snowballing left and right.
You can't know.
No, you can't do that.
You can't know that your sister and your girlfriend have swapped cum. It's just,
nah,
you just can't.
Nope.
Know that.
Nah, you can't know that.
So when you hear
so that's
that.
Officially out. But would you be willing to go blind, ignorance is bliss, on this one?
Yeah, I mean,
I guess technically, if you truly never find out, and this kind of seems like something that nobody else would know, that would be the X factor of like. If all my friends knew or something like that, you'd have to.
Right.
But if nobody else knew, I mean, you can play the ignorance is bliss game with anything. Like
yeah.
I said, you could tell me, like, if you murdered a baby and I didn't know.
Yeah. I had no idea.
That's a dark one for us.
I guess.
We're down to just look the other way on this one. That's a low point for
look,
us.
Look, if he's happy and she's hot, I guess you just fucking take it to the grave. I don't know.
I don't know about that one.
No
either.
Cheating, though. You can't be banging the sister at, like, family parties. You gotta,
I mean, she was into it, right?
You got to throw that one. You got to let go. I don't know, man. Maybe I feel like I like to think if I'm in the same room for an extended period of time with people who've had sex, I can tell. So if they have a relationship where it's kind of like either especially cold or especially flirty, I'm like, you guys are fucked. So I think I'd be at. I don't know.
You think you could tell that with your sister and another girl? You'd have to have an intense sex radar for that one, bro.
I guess it's one you never really think of.
Yeah, I don't think that one just pops into your head.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. That's fair.
That one is intense.
Send us pictures.
Yeah, that's actually, maybe videos if you got them too.
Yeah. Send us pictures. I'll take a peek at them. I'll let you know whether let him live this one out. Or, you know what? Totally new plan. You gotta tell him. You gotta break up with him. Totally new. I've thought this all out.
What happened? Right. John just straight up had an epiphany.
Totally new. You gotta tell him. You gotta have him break up, and you can't be known because of that. It's gotta be what you said. Your first plan, where it's an agreed upon breakup, because one day they're gonna have a blowout fight. And this
oh
is,
yeah? Well, I fucked your sister.
That's gonna happen. Whoa. Girls always want they pull out the fucking.
When they want to stab you. They'll stab you.
You say you bring a knife to a gunfight. Like in this fight, you are bringing a knife to alien
nuclear
spaceship,
bomb
right?
Fight.
Like,
yeah,
you're just gonna be fighting like I know you were texting your ex, whatever, blah blah blah. Like this little fight, and then like oh yeah, well I ate your sister's pussy. Like, what?
What? I think you would literally drop dead on the spot. I think your heart would stop. I think you would die from that.
I think you're lying.
Yeah, yeah. That your first reaction would be like, what are you even talking about? And she'd be like, I can tell you what your sister's pussy tastes like. I did it. That would absolutely crush you as a human.
You'd be like, wait, you guys met for the first time at a bar like 2 weeks ago.
Like, nah,
oh,
we
yeah,
were
check
the
tattoo on her left labia, you fucking bitch.
Dude. That would kill you. You would either become like a murderer, like you would go on like a rampage, or you'd kill yourself on the spot.
It would destroy the family too, because like he'd be like, I don't know why you had to hold it over my sister's head, but I'd be like, you were involved in the most embarrassing moment of my life, so it's partly your fault.
Yeah.
If you weren't such a goddamn hussy in college.
Right, you goddamn swinging both ways slut.
In fact, girls are so diabolical, like this. This chick is probably only in this relationship. This is like a
to
movie.
See this through.
Like she sought out this girl's brother and was like, "I'm gonna date him just to rip his heart out of his throat one day, and just tell him this."
The ultimate trump card. There's never been a better trump card than, "Oh yeah, well I had sex with your sister." It's the Costanza, but you swap in the sister. Can this girl call back next week? I just want to hear more. We need to. This girl needs to call him like every week for like several weeks. We need to know. how this is all going to play out.
I feel like you got this story in, up the sleeve. You got a handful.
Yeah, like just tell us. You know what? Come in studio. Let's just chat, girl. we'll just figure it out. All right. Well, let me ask you this, because I did a segment with Asa before you, and it actually, ironically, happened to be about threesomes. So this voicemail kind of fits perfectly in a backwards way. Me and Asa both agreed we don't understand how threesomes occur with what seems like some regularity. She explained that the only time she's had a threesome outside of her job was they just paid somebody. I was saying I can't imagine how you can just like walk into a bar and find a girl and be like and feel her out and be like you were talking about your sex radar and be like, this chick's down for a threesome. But I did throw out there like colleges where like random shit happens where you can just be in a dorm room and all of a sudden you're involved in group sex. I think that's the only scenario that probably regularly occurs.
I think threesomes happen the same way sex with me happens. A girl gets drunk and makes a mistake. makes a bad choice.
I guess that's got to be it.
And that happens more at college, so your theory checks out.
That is a aggressive mistake. Like a sex with John mistake is still like, all right, I just let this dick inside me and I shouldn't have. Sex with a chick is like you're changing like your whole, you're switching the game completely.
Yeah, she makes two mistakes. I'm going to suck this random dick and eat this random pussy.
All right. I can live with that.
But yeah.
Threesomes are just a mistake.
College is where most mistakes happen. After that, there are less of them. So yeah, it makes sense.
Good enough for me. College, dumb mistakes. Don't have sex with John. Don't have threesomes. All right. We are now going to jump into today's segment of For the Boys. Saturdays Are For the Boys is back. It's cooking. Your boy John Feidelberg is going to win an Oscar for a commercial. Whatever those are called. You deserve one for the Saturdays for the Boys commercial.
I can't. Well, I think everyone knows this. Like, I can't watch myself.
Did you watch that one?
No, I've never.
Oh,
I've never
it's
seen
great.
The commercial.
It's really great. The surfing's awesome. The way they edited ours was great. It's really, really good.
Really?
It was really
nice.
Good. It came out great. And the shirts were coming with a new line. I told these guys ahead of time. I was like, we need ones for Manasquan and Parker House and all the spots that I go to. They didn't listen. We got a whole new line of those coming out.
Yeah,
the next
email
wave.
Chip at BarstoolSports.com if you get another one.
This is how it worked with the colleges, because people were like, how could you not have done this one, that one, all these beach towns, all these lakes, all these everything. And they're like, this is what happened with colleges. We did like Alabama and LSU, and then all of a sudden we got enough from every school. It was like, we can make this for every college.
Right.
So if you do anything in the summer, you go to any beach, any place, any bar, if there's enough demand, we'll make the shirt. So next week, we'll be rolling out the North Jersey spots and, cha-ching, keep the cash registers rolling. Let's get into today's segment of For the Boys.
Bar, stool, sports, it's for the boys.
There is nobody with worse voiceovers than us. It's the best. It is the best.
Who did that one?
Some random stoolie. I was like, random stoolie, send it in, I'll give you a t-shirt. So whoever did that. Mediocre voiceover is going to get this.
Mediocre is overselling.
Yeah. Well, we need to put like the. Remember, EA Sports had like the. Shung, shung, shung. You put that in there, it'll work. You get a free T-shirt. Today's For the Boys is a voicemail that was too good to just lump in with the other voicemails. This deserved its own segment.
Hey, KFC Fights Asa. So I started working with this guy a couple of years ago, and from the time I've known him, he'd always wore a wedding ring. You know, so I honestly just assumed he was married, especially because he would make comments like, oh, me and the wife, or the old lady, or the old ball and chain, pretty much any cliche you can imagine. So after knowing him for a while, he all of a sudden out of nowhere starts saying how he needs to go buy an engagement ring to propose to his fiance. And we all start giving him shit like, what the fuck, man? I thought you were married. B, you don't propose to a fiance, that's somebody who you've already proposed to. And he holds up his left hand and goes, no, bro, I'm actually man-gaged. She proposed to me about a year ago, so now I need to propose back to her, and then we're going to get married. So obviously we all ridiculed him to the end of the earth and back. And I guess my question is, can you imagine anything so emasculating as being proposed to as a dude? And, you know, how bullshit is that?
No.
That he was wearing a ring for a year or whatever it was while she's running around with nothing, but he's quote unquote man gauge. Thanks, guys.
Listen, we've heard it all before. And now in 2017, you know, you hear stories of girls who are groomsmen and guys who are bridesmaids, and there's a lot of gender swapping going on in the institution of marriage these days. I've never even heard the term mangaged.
I've heard of a mangagement ring, which is like he also wears a ring.
Okay. Okay, that I could maybe be like, all right, this is some new age fucking loser shit, but this is where the kids are taking it these days.
Right.
Fine. Everybody's going to rock a ring right away. She proposes to him. He wears the ring. He's going to buy her another ring. I can't. No, I'm out.
I'm out on this. I don't understand anything about this. Like, I'll be honest. I think this is kind of like the breadwinner thing. Like, I don't think I'd really give a fuck if I got proposed to.
I probably would. I don't think you'd, like, say no or it'd be a deal breaker. I think you would prefer.
It would be something that bothers you. Yes. I am shockingly traditional.
You know what it would be? Yeah. No, I think when it comes to that stuff, guys like us are traditional.
Yeah.
And not like I would really care. I just don't want to have to explain it to people.
Yeah, yeah.
What? She proposed? Who proposed to who? She did it to you? And you wear the ring? I'd be like, fuck this.
But her not wearing a ring. First of all, if you were going to get a ring for this thing, wouldn't she need it right away too?
Well, like, first of all, a year later what chick doesn't want the ring? The whole fucking point for them is to lead up to the ring.
I'll tell you who. A hussy. She bought herself a couple more months.
Ooh.
On the market, she's like, she could maybe sense his proposal.
Like what we do.
Yeah. And be like, all right, I'll just propose to him and he has to wear the fucking ring. And
I can get out there.
Ain't no ring on this finger out on Friday nights.
Wow, that's like a conspiracy theory for this mangagement.
Why? Like, why else do it?
The only thing I could think is if this chick is like kind of gross and this dude is like a catch. And she's like trying to lock it down the way
this
that we
isn't a romantic comedy. Gross chicks don't get catches.
Yeah, this is true. This is why it was a stretch. This is why I don't understand
like,
the mangagement
at all.
In
what world have you ever seen a gross girl with like a hot guy, straight guy?
It ain't happening.
It's never happening.
Unless what was that movie called? Shallow Hal? Unless there's a magical sorceress involved.
We give girls shit. Guys, I think, are more superficial than girls.
I would say
because
so.
A girl can date a guy.
When it comes to this ring, though, that's where it kind of flips. They want the ring, man. That's why it's very bizarre. I hate how much they love the ring. I even have you ever heard my reciprocity of the ring theory?
No.
Girls need to reciprocate for the ring because they don't, and it's fucking bullshit that like you have to spend a serious chunk of your salary. People paying $25,000. I know a guy just $50,000 ring. And the girl just doesn't do anything. Maybe gets you like a watch or something at your wedding. Just nothing back. There needs to be reciprocation. So the reciprocity for the ring means, this is the theory I came up with, every dollar spent on the ring, she spends that same amount on your bachelor party. Because girls...
So she's throwing you like a $25,000 bachelor party?
If she wants a $25,000 ring. I'll get you a $5,000 ring. You can get me a regular-ass bachelor party. But if you want a rock... That means I'm going to have a banging bachelor party. And then girls will start to be like, well, let me find some, like, a happy medium. Because not only do they not just want you out there, like, in Vegas, like, with all this money at your disposal, like, fucking hookers and doing drugs.
Wait, so, this money can also just be used for walking around cash? It's not
just
why
not?
Just
straight cash. No, it has to be the bachelor party because the other thing, too, is that if you see someone on a bomb-ass bachelor party, you know the deal. That chick has like a rock at home, but she was like down to just like let this guy do whatever. And girls don't want that.
Theory.
It's the one thing that will temper girls' desire for the ring. For that amount of ring. You'll find a happy medium where you'll be like, all right, only give me like, you know, 1 carat because I don't want you having that good of a time at your bachelor party. So I am already on board with hating how much they love the ring.
So you're starting off the engagement with
equality?
Like a hateful negotiation.
Yeah, that's like, what it's going to be.
Like
no better way to start a marriage.
A seriously animosity.
It's going to get you ready for the next 50 fucking years, homie. That is exactly how you should start marriages. But I already hate how much they like it, but if I came across a girl who didn't like it, I think I'd be like, what's wrong with you? Something, you're even worse. You're like a murderer. You're an axe murderer. You don't care about the engagement ring, you're off. Something's wrong in your brain.
She doesn't want that Instagram. That's a girl.
That's your whole life leads up to that Instagram.
That's your guaranteed most liked Instagram.
Ever.
You don't want that?
That's crazy. That girl, there's something wrong with her. So as much as I hate the superficiality I'm like, I again, traditional. Just give me some annoying-ass girl who wants a big fucking ring. Let's have an expensive wedding, and let's do this animosity thing for the next four decades. Let's go.
And let's just hate each other.
The man engagement, though, to get back on track here. I mean, this dude, you have to say no and be like, I've always dreamed of doing it to the girl I love. Like, spin it like that. Not like, no, this is just fucking weird. Being like, yes, we're going to get married, but, like, don't take this moment away from me. I've dreamed about it since I was a little boy, sort of thing.
You got to go her mode.
Yes. I mean, everything has to flip. You have to just flip this thing on its head. She's being the guy, you're being the girl. But you have to flip it back, so that's your way of doing it.
Be overly girl.
Be overly girly to become a man again. That's how you get engaged, not man-gaged.
You have to go
man-gaged.
Deeper into the crevasse. That's how you get out.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Come out. You know when they say swim with the riptide?
Yeah.
Don't swim against it. Just go with it. Come out the other end and be a man again.
Yeah, you have to. Because here's the thing, too. This isn't like a one-time thing where you can just be like, all right, it happened and I'll get over it. For this year, you have that reminder every single day. Like, I'm such a pussy.
Oh, such a pussy. Also, like, take it off at work, bro. Just wear it around her. Do it like most regular guys do with the wedding ring. Just wear it when you have to. Like, to have all the dudes at work, to lay it on so thick that you, like, have a ball and chain at home and you're wearing a wedding ring and then drop on them that you have to get a ring for your fiance. I mean, that's so warped that I'd be like, don't ever talk to me again. Stay away from me. Something's wrong with you and your fucking weird fiance
fucking
husband.
Stupid-ass family. I think...
I bet she's eating at your sister.
They're definitely ugly people. They have to be ugly.
Have to be ugly. Because anytime you're not traditional like this, you're ugly.
Yeah, you have to... If you're remotely normal-looking, then you're pretty normal.
Right.
If you're gross, then you're
When you're a good-looking person, you just roll with life's norms because they generally work for you. The world is tailored to make things better for you if you're good-looking. It's when you're ugly that you have to be non-conventional.
Yes.
So this is an ugly
girl. Even just mentioning like the wife, the ball and chain. I feel like regular people don't really do that.
It's certainly not like at that stage. You're not. She's not a ball and chain yet.
That's some my girlfriend in Canada bullshit.
Yeah.
my girlfriend from summer
from
camp.
Camp. Yes. Yeah. Yes. The whole thing. I don't like it, and I don't want it to become a thing.
This is one I don't think we're in danger of this becoming a thing.
It can't be. And if it is, like, these guys, coworkers are one scenario. You know, people, you know my deal with coworkers, just head down, stay out of their business, whatever. Let those people be ugly weirdos together forever. If this guy is your buddy, if you're friends, for the boys, you need to step in and be like, this is too weird.
It is. It's...
And again, I'm also very pro stay out of people's relationships, but this is something that I'm like, this will haunt your buddy for the rest of his life that he was engaged to.
Just think, here's how to explain it to this guy. At some point in a family, like, you always tell the kids a story of how you met. The story of your
the
wedding
proposal,
day.
The proposal.
All that stuff. Like, kids, I know my parents. If my dad told me this bullshit,
be like, dad,
I wouldn't respect my dad.
Yeah, fucking
like,
poof.
Like, what do you fucking mean, dad? Like, mom went around for a year? Just hussy being hussy's the word of the day. Just being a hussy? She didn't have a ring?
John has made that scenario in his head.
Like,
we don't know that for sure.
But we
know that for sure.
That's for sure. There's a reason. If you don't put a ring on it, there's a reason you're wearing a ring.
It is true. When you flip it, it's like guys want to fight to the bitter end because they don't want to go down that road. But so this guy you think was like, we need to get married? I don't know. It seems like it's just preemptive on her part because if she didn't want to get married, chances are she could have just let it be that way. Like, it doesn't sound like this guy was proposing anytime soon. If he got man-gaged.
Yeah, but like, I think guys who, I don't know, maybe I'm kind of playing with the idea here a little bit, but I think there is a reason. If you're a chick, there is a reason you don't want the ring.
It's because you're getting dicked down. Again, maybe eating out his sister. That's a good one for the kids. How'd you meet? Well,
in college.
Auntie Sarah used to fucking... Jesus Christ. For the boys, don't let your buddy get man-gaged.
No.
Don't do it.
Don't let him have a Jack and Jill bachelor party either. This is off topic, but don't do that shit either.
Just stick with tradition. All tradition.
I,
except for my reciprocity of the ring. Put that into effect.
Except New for buying shit. My fucking bachelor party.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't the reciprocity, isn't that them paying for the wedding? Like, doesn't like this girl's family pay for the wedding?
That doesn't exist anymore, my friend. Let me tell you that much. That's not a thing. If that is a thing, put a fucking ring on it. Seriously, if you know that the girl you're dating, if their family will pay for the wedding, I think that ups the, like, put a ring on it, like, 75%. I think it should be 25%. I get along with this girl. 75%, I won't have to pay for my wedding. and I'm not even kidding. That will put you in a hole you do not want to dig out of for the next 5 years. All right, for the boys, don't get man engaged. Let's bring in Asa Akira. We're going to do a little threesome talk and DVR. All right, time to welcome your girl Asa Akira to the show. Her segment is brought to you by BetDSI. They've been in business over 20 years. You know you're going to be watching the playoffs. You know you're going to be watching NBA, NHL. You know you're going to be watching baseball all season long. If you're looking to make some bets, you might as well do it with BetDSI and make that cash. They've been in business, like I said, 2 decades. They're one of the top-rated businesses on top sportsbook review sites. They got a great mobile product, meaning when you're sitting on the couch, you can just pull it up on your phone, a couple quick swipes and a click here and there, and you got yourself a bet. Live in-game wagering. So somebody tweeted me the other day. They said, I can't have this game score one more run. Do you think the Mets bullpen have it on lock? And, like, instantly after that, Zimmerman hit a 3-run bomb. It's like, no, dude, the Mets bullpen never has anything on lock. But if you're an idiot like that, you want to make a live in-game wager when the Mets are going to their relief, you can do so on BetDSI. Right now, you sign up, you get $25 just for registering. You can throw it on a long shot, like, again, the Mets. And you can get a 200% bonus with your first deposit if you use KFC200 as the promo code. That means whatever you put in deposit, they're going to match it. The 401k of sports sites, of sports books. Go to betdsi.com, promo code KFC200. Asa's here. We're going to do a little Barstool DVR segment with the hottest show on Netflix at the moment, 13 Reasons Why. But first, in case you guys haven't watched 13 Reasons, you want to avoid spoilers and whatnot, we're going to put that at the end of the episode. So first, we're going to talk about the latest video she made with Glennie Balls. Glennie loves Asa. They hit the streets. Asa loves Glennie. And they hit the streets, and they were asking strangers to have a threesome.
Yes.
Now you can
Which, shockingly, this was my first time ever doing that.
That is shocking, actually. Your first time making a video or asking a stranger?
Asking a stranger, or I guess both. But, like, I feel like every relationship I've ever been in, like, the guy is always like, oh, I want to have a threesome, but you have to find the girl. And I'm like, that is equally as hard for me. Like,
No, that's not about what's more difficult. That's about you need to give approval so that I don't get in fucking trouble for this.
I guess.
Because here's the thing. If I'm dating a 5'1" Asian girl and I pull on a fucking 6-foot-tall blonde girl who looks nothing like you, you're going to be like, oh, really? This is your choice? And then I'm in the doghouse forever.
That is true.
Flip side, I bring back another 5'1" Asian, also in trouble, because you're like, right. Fuck that girl. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. You have to pick the chick.
You're kind of right.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, I'm not going to, like, go up to a chick in, like, a bar and be like, hey, do you want to come have a threesome with us? Like,
yeah,
that's just as weird as you doing that.
Never understood how that works. I feel like you got to be, like, a swinging couple. You're sitting at the bar. You're having some drinks. And you start to, like, make eyes with, like, a girl or a guy across the way, whatever your choice is. And you, like, I feel like that's how it happens in the movies. You're just kind of like, it's almost like, you know when a guy knows to come up to you to talk to you at a bar? Like, you've caught eyes a couple times.
Right.
And maybe, like, you're just kind of checking them out and they notice. It's like that, but on steroids, where it's like, yes, I'm looking at you because I want group sex.
But does that even happen?
It must. I don't know. How do threesomes happen? I don't know. I've never had one.
It almost has to happen so organically.
You've had one in the wild, not in shooting?
No, the only threesomes I've ever had in the wild with another girl is, like, when we hired her.
Oh, so you just got a hooker?
Like a hooker.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that makes a lot more sense. That's probably, I would imagine, the vast majority of threesomes.
Yeah.
But
I can't. I just it almost has to happen so organically and magically
you
can't plan for it.
College is where weird shit happens. Didn't happen for me that way. But I feel like I also wouldn't know because I was like a loser. But like I feel like there are times where you're in the same dorm room and like there's basically like two couples having sex like on bunk beds like 5 feet from each other, and then all of a sudden if someone's drunk enough or kinky enough, it's kind of like, I don't know. That's the only scenario I can see it where it would reasonably logically play out. Let me know. I need to know. Tweet me if you've had a threesome in the wild without paying for someone that came about like at a bar or a party or something, because it just seems goddamn impossible to me.
Also drugs.
Yeah, that helps too. Drugs definitely helps. Like, I'm sure at like the festivals, everyone's on fucking ecstasy and Molly and MDMA. It's just like, I'll just fuck anybody in front of me right now.
No, but, for sure. Like the only threesome I ever had in the wild that was like organic was with two guys, and that happened on drugs.
That I think is almost harder.
I
think finding two guys who are okay with like dicks swapping around is pretty tough.
Thank you.
And so that segues nicely into our topic here for your video asking people for threesomes. You and Glennie, a male and a female, went out and would approach other males and other females, and your guess was that who would say yes more often?
I thought more
dudes.
Girls would say yes.
No, you thought more dudes would say yes.
No, I thought more girls would say yes, and Glennie.
Oh, I think I've just flip-flopped. So you brought this up last week, and I was like, you're a fucking idiot. What girl approached by – oh, no, I think I'm back on my side. What girl in the wild, as we have been saying here, an Asian porn star and a heavyset fella come up to them and say, do you want to have a threesome? Now, the only thing for her there, assuming she's straight, is Glennie. It's like she probably does not want to, like, go down on you. And then, so the big prize is having sex with Glennie Balls, which, love the guy to death, but he's not exactly going to be getting, you know, he's not flooding chicks' basements as you approach them on the streets.
But it's the experience as a whole.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? You can't, like, break it down to its smallest part.
Okay, the experience, like, on the whole is a straight girl being like, I have to have sex with a woman and a fat guy.
She gets to have sex.
And there, I guess, in lies the difference of opinion.
Well, this is what happened, I think. I think it was just like a case of like I was projecting. Because like to me, first of all, me and Glennie did not agree on anything going into this.
You guys are a bickering couple.
We really are. And we've been talking about shooting. Obviously, it was his idea. He wanted to go into the park and ask people if they would have a threesome.
I'm going to stand up for Glennie. I don't think that's so obvious. That could easily be your idea.
Okay, true.
But continue. Touché. Continue.
But we did not agree on anything. Like, he wanted to bring the Barstool mics and, like, make it a thing where we're asking people, like, for Barstool. But I wanted to do, like, a hidden camera thing where it was, like, more natural.
Right.
And see what people's real opinion would be.
I'm with you on that one.
He thought there would be more dudes willing to rub dicks with each other in order to fuck me. But I thought there would be more girls
willing to swing the other way.
Willing to, like, have this experience.
Yeah. Well.
So, like, I think it was just a classic case of, like, me projecting.
Well,
because,
okay,
like,
here's the thing. You are not wrong, because I've flip-flopped a little bit on this. The reason I'm still right is that chicks in general are just going to be like, absolutely not. Where a guy will do anything to fuck a chick, really. Like, he will consider, like, all right, it'll be weird to, like, rub dicks, but I do want to have sex with this little Asian chick. Girls will still be like, I'm not gay and I want to fuck that fat dude and this is weird and I don't just, like, put out like that, so I'm out of here. That's, like, a girl's just general reaction.
Yeah, that sucks. But, like, I...
yeah,
I'm
this is why it's so,
like,
fucking hard. Girls, like, are their default is always, no, I will not have sex with you. The vast majority of them. And then you have to, like, knock down their wall till they say yes.
Well, yeah, I mean...
yeah, well, that's, like, fucking annoying. Okay.
Well, try harder then.
Nope.
But, like,
J-J-O. Done trying hard. We're taking it back.
No more effort. But I feel like, isn't the more common kind of threesome that just happens in the world a girl, and a boy?
Yes. I think that's correct, too. So I do understand your logic. I do understand your logic. I get it. I still just think that the natural girl reaction is to say no more than a couple guys who would be like, I don't know, dude, let's just, like, close eyes and fuck her. But
also,
you
know what? But hold on. Like, you don't think – you just said that guys will do anything. Like, a guy will even be in the presence of another guy's penis in order to get to a girl, right?
I mean,
but I think the more common
I'm not saying that everybody's down with that. I'm saying that it's not like an absolute hard immediate no for some people. Some guys it will be. Some guys would just be, oh, it's gay. I think some other guys would be like, I don't know, you're on one end, I'm on the other. Like, we can make it work.
But don't you think it's a much more common thing for like girls to even make out with other girls to impress boys?
Yeah, you are. Like, you're kind of convincing me here. Like, I do think girls are the more they're the gender that's more prone to like swing the other way for at least an experience. I get what you're saying. But you have to take the circumstances into effect, and you're just approaching people on the street. Girls will always just be like if a single guy just walked up and was just like, do you want to have sex with me? I think most girls would be like, get away from me. You're like, you're going to rape me. You're a rapist.
Well, yeah, I think that's like way creepier, actually.
Isn't that crazy that a porn star and a heavy set young kid coming up to you being like, you want to have group sex, is less crazy, less creepy than just a regular single guy being like, do you want to get together with me?
But it's true, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Again, fucking sucks.
There's safety in numbers.
JJO. Oh, yeah, safety in numbers are two creeps. So now there's double the creeps trying to bang me. Yeah, real safe.
But one's a girl. So, like, I don't know. There's some kind of, like, girl code there, I think. Like, I'm not going
to,
like, let another girl
something
get happened raped.
To her. Yeah. Well, you are just as chivalrous as it comes, Asa. You can watch the video. We'll put it up for a debate, because I think on the surface a lot of people will say, are you crazy? What girl would say yes to that? But you start to make the argument of guys who think it's gay. You start to think the argument of girls who kind of want to swing both ways. All of a sudden, it's maybe not as clear cut. I still think that the majority of people will vote with me, that the guys were more prone to say yes.
Well, you'll have to watch to find out what the results are.
Watch, find out, and chime in. Tweet us at Asa Akira, at KFC Radio. Let us know. We'll put up a poll. I'm interested, because I can see this being a bloodbath. I can see it being like people changing their minds as you debate it. It's an interesting topic. Let's move on to Barstool DVR. Like I said, the hottest show on Netflix right now. 13 Reasons Why. I think we're just going to do this with spoilers. It's pretty tough to do without. So if you haven't watched it, tune out. If you've watched it and you want to hear some people bash on it, that's pretty much what I think was going to happen. 13 Reasons Why, it's produced by Selena Gomez. She's all about it. It was, I think...
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Which makes perfect sense to me, because I think Selena Gomez is all about this. Like, this show was an attempt...
It seems a little bit more Demi Lovato to me, but okay.
Well, I think we're splitting hairs. I think Selena is all about, like... girl power and going through like the trials and tribulations that young people go through and growing up and maturing and all that shit. And I think that this show was an attempt to show the raw, real, overly dramatic shit that specifically like a teenage girl can go through. So as the story goes, there's a lot of complications and there's a lot of people and a lot of storylines, but this girl gets raped by a dude who she had also seen rape someone else at a party. And she had a lot of, like, issues with her friends and problems with her crush. She kills herself, and then she makes 13 tapes, basically like 13 podcasts. Each tape is for a person that played a role in her suicide. The first, like... So, and then the other thing is there's 13 episodes, 13 Reasons Why. Way too many episodes for this show. Way too many.
It should have been a movie.
It should have been. It could have been called 7 Reasons Why, and it should have been 7 episodes. It should have been about half as long as it was.
No, it should have been a movie. It should have stayed 13 Reasons Why and been a 2-hour movie.
I'm with you on that. I think I agree with that. Because the last half of it was intense as fuck. Like, it started out like, have you ever seen that show Pretty Little Liars?
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen it because my wife used to watch it when she was younger, when we were like actually children. And it started out like an ABC Family. You remember like when ABC Family switched over and tried to be like edgy and cool for teens? That's what it felt like. And then the second half of the show, there's like two incredibly graphic rape scenes. Not incredibly graphic, but like intense rape scenes. And then you just watch this girl slit both of her wrists with a razor blade in a bathtub. And I was like, I, like, kind of gagged. I was like, oh, my God. I can't believe they showed that.
I wanted the whole show to be like that. Like, because let me preface this by saying I love stuff about high school. Like, I will watch anything about, like popular kids versus losers in high school. Like, okay. I love all that stuff. But this was like way too, you know, the category, the genre YA, like in books, it's young adult. And it's just like a very like, it's so corny.
The first like seven episodes, the last were not.
So corny. Yeah. I wanted the whole show to be like the last ones. And I can't believe how popular this show is.
Yeah, I mean, that was the reason why I ended up tuning in and the reason why I want to talk about it here, because like you said, it is kind of like this cheesy, corny, like young adult thing. But the reaction on social media was nuts. Like, people are like, you got to watch this. Are you on this? Are you watching this yet? Are you going to do Barstool DVR on this? I was like, bro, as I'm watching it, we're like five episodes in. And I'm tuning out. I'm like on my phone, on the computer, and my wife's like, "Are you watching? Are you watching?" I'm like, "No, you can keep this on, but this shit sucks." We do Barstool DVR on fucking True Detective and like and fucking Breaking Bad. We tried it with the OA, and that stunk. But it was like we do that. We usually reserve that stuff for like major shows. The reason I'm doing it now is because I can't believe the reaction. I think we've reached a point, and it did kind of happen with the OA too. Where, like, when Netflix just puts something out, they can put the hype machine behind it, and everyone will be like, it's just the new Netflix show. We got to give it a try. We got to watch it. I think that people just want to like these things, because the first, like, 7 hours are terrible.
Yeah, I don't know how I stuck it through. And I watched it in such a short amount of time, too. Like, I don't even know why I watched the whole thing, to be honest.
I will say, I tweeted out when I was in the lull of it, being like, this is the worst show I've ever watched. And then it got, like, so deep and, like, graphic, and I felt bad, because I was like, this is absolutely about, like, a girl who was raped and committed suicide, and I'm sitting here like, this show stinks! But it did! It did! I'm just telling it like it is.
It did! And it could have been so much better. Like, the synopsis is amazing.
Right, right.
And
it
like,
sounds like it,
I love
when I explain
that they touched on all those topics.
It sounds to me like a HBO show. Like this is going to be graphic and dark and almost like scary and intense. And then it becomes this like cheesy pop thing.
Yeah, it should have been shot exactly like Friday Night Lights.
I could get down with that. Yeah.
Yeah, then it would have been good.
The hype machine behind it was.
But
was
is
staggering.
This show for kids?
Well, and that's the other thing. So now the backlash is like, if I had a daughter in high school, I would absolutely never let her watch this. Because
why?
I think that this like, I don't want to say like, I think this could encourage a girl on the edge who's like emotionally unbalanced to kill herself.
Really?
Like the way this dramatic like I left the tapes.
Like you think
behind.
It glorified
yeah,
suicide?
Yeah, I kind of do. I mean, they were pretty graphic about, like, when she actually kills herself and her parents find her. But, like, the way she left the tapes behind and she created this mystery and she got all the, like, if you ever kill yourself because you were looking for attention, like, this show explains it. Like, you're going to get it. You know what I mean? This was, like, the most creative way to kill yourself ever.
It might, yeah, if anything, it might encourage, like, a suicide attempt.
Right.
That, like, leads to actual accidental suicide.
Right. It just, I'm pretty sure, like, suicide advocacy groups, whatever that's called, are, like, kind of like, this was not good. It just, like, when you watch, like, a cool show on these things, you think you're, like, you relate to the character or whatever. It's like, I mean, any girl who, even just, like, God forbid, there's any girl out there who, like, was raped or had an assault case or had these problems with her friends, and she's just like, well, this girl did it. I mean, that the whole point is that when you're that age, like, you're young, dumb, and emotional about it.
Yeah, I feel, like, conflicted about it because, yeah, I think I agree with you. Like, I think it did, like, kind of glorified suicide in that way. But, like, also, I think, you know, like, nothing like this has ever been done. So I think I would imagine, like, a teenage girl feeling suicidal feels really alienated and alone. And, like, so many people have feelings like that. So maybe, I don't know.
Even the actual suicide, like, it was so graphic. I can't believe they just showed her, like, put the razor in her arm. But it was, like, she looked exhilarated. She was, like, breathing heavy, and then she just kind of, like, faded out. And I was, like, I don't know. I don't have suicidal thoughts, but I could see someone suicidal being, like, that's exactly how I want it. You know what I mean? And then the parents find, and they're, like, oh, my God, we should have done more. You know what I mean? It was just, like, I don't know if people should be seeing this. It was.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was too much, I think. It was, like, too. I don't know if the world's ready for that shit yet. It was the first time I've ever seen anything quite like that, especially on, like, a TV show that's geared towards high school kids.
Yeah, I just, you know what? I think the world is ready for it. I just think it was not done well.
Done well, yeah. Well, it certainly wasn't done well for the first like 7 hours. So if you're a 13 Reasons Why fan, let us know if you were in or out on it. And if you, even if we spoil this for you, if you could watch like the last like four episodes and kind of like just jump in and go with it, you'll see some shit. You will see some shit on that show that you really have not seen much on television. I'll give you that much. It goes from one end of the spectrum of like corny ass ABC Family to like, whoa, I can't believe that just happened. So it is a weird show.
But I also like really am interested in hearing why people thought it was good. Like, I genuinely want to know what about it they thought was good.
No possible way you can even spin the first 7 or 8 hours to me.
Like, it was so bad.
And there's so many characters that it was like, who's this guy? He's the boyfriend of this and the that. And he plays the sport. It's like, what the fuck?
You know what? There should be this new rule of like, and I don't know if this is because I'm Asian and like most shows are with white people, but like I feel like there should be a rule that like when there's a show, you are not allowed to have characters of the same like complexion and hair color.
That's just because you're Asian. Because it's
like if there's two like gingers in a show, there's no way I'm gonna be able to tell them apart.
Asa, there's a black kid, an Asian kid, a kid with bleach blonde hair. They all look like wildly different.
No, all the frat boys. Well,
those
were
the same.
Boys,
oh, let me say that. The other thing, the jocks were like so corny, stereotypical, over the top jocks.
Corny.
Which I guess, you know, maybe that's the point. But like that was kind of like, come on, you're laying it on thick. But you're a racist Asian for that comment. Let me tell you,
I was open to that being.
For shows that are not corny as fuck, you toss on the subtitles where they'll put the name when someone talks. It helps a lot. Like I do that for Game of Thrones where there's 80,000 characters and it's like now I know who they are because you see their name every single time.
I watch everything with captions and I think it's because my parents are immigrants.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. But it works.
But like, no, I can't even watch anything without captions.
Dude, when it's a real show that you need to like follow and try to understand, subtitles only way. People think
also,
it's like an old man movie. Like fuck you.
No, and you get to hear those little things like the conversation going on in the other room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, on Game of Thrones last year, there was somebody farted, and it was very, very subtle, and it said like fart noise, and I was like, oh! I was like, Game of Thrones is doing fart humor, and like the only way I would have caught it was with the subtitles. So, that's a little TV hack for you if you're struggling with keeping up with the characters. All right, my love, we'll find out why people like this show or whatever, but. Fuck the hype machine behind it all because it was not worthy of all the praise that I got on social media. Enjoy your shoot on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye.